From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you all very much. Before we get started today, we want to say farewell to one of the presidential contenders, Tom Tancredo, known for his anti-illegal immigrant platform.
May
he dropped out of the
may
race.
May I just say, adios, muchacho.
Yes. We've lost him. He dropped out. He endorsed Mitt Romney. This was Romney's reward for bravely firing his lawn service company. But I am not kidding when I say we will miss Congressman Tancredo. He never really had a chance in the race, despite his giving by far the best answers to those silly little presidential candidate quizzes that would come around. For example, and these are true, when all the presidential candidates were asked to identify their dream job, they were like librarian, teacher, Congressman Tancredo said, well, president. And this was our favorite. When they were all asked what one thing they would bring to a desert island, only Tom Tancredo said, a boat. So, yes.
Now I want to vote for him.
Yes. So, Tom, we wish you luck in your future pursuits, which we assume will be standing at the Mexican border yelling, go away! The rest of you, give us a call, play our games, the number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Hillary from Friendsville, Pennsylvania.
Uh-oh.
Not that Hillary. Oh.
I'm a 1L Hillary.
You're a 1L
She's
Hillary.
She's a 2L Hillary.
Thus, people can tell you apart. Hillary, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, Hillary. Do you get sick of all the Hillary jokes that are thrown at you?
I don't hear that many of them. You'd be surprised. I mean, the occasional, oh, where's Bill? But luckily, mostly people
You don't
know
have any more idea than she does. So.
Secondly, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe magazine and the author of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Hillary.
And lastly, say hello to a writer currently on strike for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, also the author of the novel Schrodinger's Ball, Mr. Adam Felber.
Hi, Adam.
Hillary, welcome to our show. I've dreamed of saying that, not to you, but still.
Someday. You might get lucky.
Who knows? Now, we know everybody out there is getting sick of Christmas carols, holiday music. So how about a game of Carl Castle's Countdown? That's the game, of course, in which DJ Carl plays three songs for you inspired by stories in the week's news. You identify two out of the three, and Carl's voice comes down your chimney and onto your voicemail. Ready to play?
Sounds great.
All right. Carl, what's first?
Well, Peter, it's a classic Come On, popularized by Betty Boop. Now it's the theme for yet another seductress.
I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you.
So who's dropping the I Can Be Tough act on the campaign trail and now just wants to be loved?
Well, I guess that would be not my namesake, but Hillary Clinton.
You're exactly right. It is Hillary. This week, the Clinton campaign rolled out what was called the likability tour in Iowa. The candidate, well, that's what the New York Times called it. No, the New York Times called it that.
What did they call it? What did the campaign call it?
They called it whatever they wanted to, presumably.
The positive interface journey.
Yeah.
The holy crap, what happened to our lead?
Yes. Yes. The candidate traveled the state by helicopter with friends and supporters who were invited to testify as to her warmth and generosity. It probably did not help that at first they had the helicopter blast the ride of the Valkyries as it descended on the rural communities. The chief witness to her softer side, why none other than one Bill Clinton, who certainly has experienced her powers of forgiveness. At the same time, though, we want to say while she was doing this, her surrogates around the campaign upped their attacks on rival Barack Obama, so the campaign's message seems to be, Hillary has a wonderful heart, and if you don't like hers, she'll be happy to tear out somebody else's for you. One of the great moments of the Hillary's recent Iowa tour was when she went to a stockyard or a place where they judge animals, and she stood in the middle of the ring and said, "Oh, you can judge me. You can even look in my mouth," she said.
Oh.
Which, again, is distressing. I don't...
Yeah.
Carl, what's the next song for Hillary?
Peter, this is the song we hear rising from the cornfields of Iowa and the flinty, tax-free shopping malls of New Hampshire. A song made famous by Queen.
Anybody find me somebody to love?
What group is having a hard time picking a front runner?
That would have to be the Republicans.
It would have to be the Republicans. Yes, of course. As hard as it would be to imagine any Republican sounding like Freddie Mercury. We are not used to this kind of dissonance.
Although it's easy to imagine many of them associating with it.
Yeah, well. I'm just not going to make the Larry Craig joke. I'm just not going to do it.
I know. I was teeing it up for you.
No, because we're past that. We're in a post-Larry Craig period now.
That's right.
We are not used to this kind of disarray in the GOP. Usually, the Republican presidential candidate is anointed early on at party headquarters, which is a vast underground lair under a dormant volcano near Houston. But this time, although the voters have more suitors than Holly Golightly, none of them seem to be catching on. Just this week, for example, Rudy Giuliani relinquished his lead in the national polls. Mitt Romney got caught in yet another embellishment. No, his father did not really march with Martin Luther King, as he said. And Fred Thompson, poor guy, endured the failure of his new campaign slogan, quote, "George Washington was the father of the country, so how about a folksy uncle?" Carl, what do you have to round out the set?
This is a lovely song being sung this week by a lovely young star.
I am 16, going on 17, innocent as a rose. Bachelor dandies, drinkers of brandies, what do I know of those?
God, that's a terrible song.
Yeah, I know.
That was a fine choice, I thought.
So who, despite just being 16, going on 17, announced her pregnancy this week?
I was kind of hoping you weren't going to bring that
oh,
up.
There's no chance of that.
Or Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn?
Jamie Lynn Spears. Now, we, exactly right. We can't explain, really, the instant national obsession with Britney Spears' younger sister, who it was revealed is pregnant at the age of 16. Maybe the Christmas season cried out for a nativity story. Miss Spears isn't a virgin, of course, but she plays one on Nickelodeon. Reaction has ranged from shock to disapproval to those who applaud Miss Spears for saying she'll devote herself to motherhood because that's worked out so well in the Spears family. And lastly, this is absolutely true.
I love this.
Her mother's publisher delayed her mother's upcoming book, what is the topic? On raising well-adjusted children.
Are we sure this isn't part of the No Child Left Behind Act?
It's... Carl, how did Hillary do on our quiz?
Hillary did great, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Hillary, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done.
That's so exciting. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Hillary.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.